AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Thursday, everybody. The last day of Carla sitting in for Rob Spiewak, who's on vacay. Rob will be joining me tomorrow on the bonus show hour on The Mike O'Mara Show. Should be a lot of fun with that. And Carla, you've done a really, really wonderful job this week sitting in for Rob. I truly appreciate it with all the things that you do for me in my life. It's very, very sweet. Did you get your headphone volume figured out on how to turn that up and down?
Yeah, actually, it sounds really nice right now.
Okay, you really did? You really figured it out?
Telling the truth? I figured it out. Not really.
You didn't?
No, you know, Josh did it for me.
No, there's a volume control.
I did turn your mic down a little bit, but not your headphones.
There's a volume control on that microphone that will turn your volume up and down in your headset.
It's really well right now. Like, it's perfect.
Really good? You mean not really well?
Well, you know, I'm nervous. I don't speak.
You're still nervous after the whole week?
Well, you know, we have a special guest.
Wow.
He makes me nervous.
It's going to be the one day, Josh. This is going to be the day that it all just goes down the pooper today.
First question, Carla, is your laptop plugged in?
Yes, I have enough battery.
Okay.
I don't.
Thank you.
I swear to God, I might have to make a run. I don't.
Who knows?
I need another charger for my phone. Before we bring Nikki in, I have to share with everybody. This is fire drill day. This is the day that I chose to go down and drop off my son when Carla normally does that, which giving me a nice pace.
I did that yesterday.
For those of you that might wonder about the taping schedule, because a lot of people get curious about that stuff, we tape normally on a normal day at about 8:15 a.m. Eastern time. See, people say, well, you must be good to work 90 minutes a day. Well, for those of you that are curious, I get up usually about between 5:30 a.m. and 5:45 a.m.
Were you up last night, though?
Like, I was up last night. We'll get to that. We will get to that because that was the birthday dinner.
I understand.
And then I dropped off my son, which is just threw a monkey wrench in. And then we're taping, today at 8:15 again. So it's been an interesting day. We will get to that. What we need to get to now is we have to bring our prognosticator from Pahrump, who is on a very tight schedule, because today, the bottom line is Thursday is car selling day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
Car selling a day is a big, you want to turn that up, that music up a little bit, Josh? So we get, there's the football music. I didn't know that until you shared it with us, Nikki, that, with your other job at, is it Pahrump Automotive? What is it?
Pahrump Valley Auto Sales. Hey, it's a September to remember. So I sold 2 Dodge Neons last week. Doing well. Doing very well. Light them up!
You know, when you work with a guy that knows improv, it's just, to me, one of the most joyful times I have during the week. It really is.
Oh, thank you.
Pahrump Valley Auto Sales.
What is Spurlock?
Spurlock.
You never look better. What?
That's Carla. That's Carla. She's sitting in for Rob, who's on vacation.
The glow girl. Yes. J-Glow. Look at you. Fantastic. Popping off the screen.
There she is.
Popping.
Yes, sirree.
Looking good. That is, yes, this music, it keeps going, doesn't it? It's a very long intro.
Yeah, it's, well, it's football music for
it's
you.
It's a bed. It's a bed. That's I what understand. It is. I wish I was in bed. Anyway,
I don't
Spurlock.
Normally rely
no
on you.
Spurlock?
I don't know. He's on vacation, Nikki. But
allow me, Spurlock family vacation. Colonial Williamsburg. You see it? Is he at Busch Gardens?
That would be about it.
Learning to be a blacksmith on the Loch Ness Monster, the Spurlocks. They like history and fun.
And that's the perimeter.
What a family, yes.
If you drew a circle around his home.
That's them.
You would get Hershey Park.
Oh,
you would get Colonial Williamsburg.
King's Dominion. The Eiffel Tower's there, Mikey.
There
it is.
Turkey legs, too.
Turkey. Oh, the man likes... He knows his way around a turkey leg.
He does indeed.
Yeah, he does.
I am not aware from any social media posts. I haven't spoken to Rob during the week he's been off. We've had a couple of communiques via text where he's responded to stuff that Josh has put up there, but pretty much he's been on his own, so it'll be a surprise tomorrow when he pops in on the bonus hour to tell us where he's been. I'm going to guess he's not burdened with a real travel lust. So I don't know whether it, now his wife, on the other hand, I think she would love to travel all over the world, but
I agree.
She's working this week.
She's working this. Okay. So
wow. He really timed the vacation. Well, good,
yeah.
Good planning there, Spurlock.
So he'll be back tomorrow on the bonus show. And I'm going to do something I rarely do. I do not rely on Nikki Diamond for psychotherapy. And I'm normally at this stage of the football season, I am normally in an all-in mode. And I'm here to tell you that a rare occurrence for me, even though I have had a suck team to root for many moons now, I have had my soul crushed as early in an NFL season as a person can have their soul crushed. I'm still paying attention. I'll still be probably watching the entire game on Sunday, but I have had my mojo. I have had my football desire sucked out of me by the New York Giants, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah, it's
That's
it's
what's
been
happened.
A real pleasure living.
Well,
with
don't.
It.
You just go into the other room and don't. You don't even sit on
I
the couch
even,
with me
I
anymore.
I can't even.
You
got to
steer clear. Yes, the rage. Yes. Look, when you score three touchdowns and hold the other team to zero touchdowns, and you lose, that is historic. I once had three women in my apartment naked, had sex with none of them. I know the feeling. Albuquerque, 2006. Never forgot.
Well, I'm just saying it's lucky that the check bounced, isn't it, Nikki?
It really is. Yeah. So
it's really
hey, good. Look, Mikey, it's just you're going to suck for 2 years, then you're going to get Arch Manning, and
I
everything's
so.
Going to be great.
I'm ready for that.
Manning
I'm ready to look that far down the field. Mm-hmm. Arch Manning, who showed the world with that highlight when he came in at the University of Texas, showed the world that – the man has the Manning arm, but he does not have the Manning legs.
He is good.
Fast as greased lightning. I am already excited
You're
about
You're already
Arch
ready.
Manning.
Looking at 2006 mock drafts. Man, wow, what a nerd. All right.
I am a dork. I am a total dork. But, you know, life is good. The football season is in full swing.
It's great to be back, yeah.
Pahrump Valley Motors is the place where, you know, you can get a great deal.
You need new wheels. Nikki gives you the best deals.
Yeah, and ignore those ratings, okay? Yeah. They're not. Those are disgruntled people that
Very
are probably – former employees, right?
Probably
yeah,
former
ratings
employees.
Don't mean anything. It's the
they
one
don't.
Star.
They don't at all. No.
There
one
you
star.
Go. This is a small businesswoman right here. She knows. She understands.
Yes.
She does indeed. Yes. Let's get to it. It is week number, 35 in the NFL?
It feels like it already for Giants fans.
Yes, it does.
Let's start. Let's do the primetime games tonight, Thursday night. The Jets at home against the Patriots, -6.5. The Jets, they destroyed a week one, ugly win last week, 6.5. I mean, the Patriots always beat them or play them close. I'm not saying the Jets are covering 6.5 points. That's the biggest time they haven't been that big of an underdog in decades. The Patriots, it's ugly. You keep it close, but it's the only thing on. So I'm going to watch it, baby. Okay.
Very good.
Let's go to Sunday Night Football. It's the Chiefs and the Falcons, two teams we've already seen in national TV. Falcons, what a win last week. The Eagles, Saquon, former Giants fan. He dropped the ball, just like the Giants management. dropped the ball when they signed Daniel Jones. They let Saquon go. It's all coming together. It's all first. He felt like a giant again for
he
one
did.
Night.
He yes. did. He looked like a giant again. He looked like he played when he was with us.
Yes, because he shrunk under pressure.
Yes, he did.
There's
yes,
a play on thing, did. Giant and shrinking. Baby. It's funny. It's clever. All right. It's the Falcons coming back at home. They're too big of a high. Chiefs had an ugly win. Chiefs minus 3.5. They win by a touchdown.
I think I speak for the rest of the country, Nikki, when I say, all right, I've had Chiefs all the way up to my throat. All right. I've had the whole thing. All right. Yeah. It's just I know they're the champs, but come on. Chiefs. It's and Kansas just, for Christ's sake.
We had this for the Patriots for 20 years.
Right.
Are we gonna have another thing? Can we have this is no parody?
Yeah, we're going to have another thing where the whole country hates one team. That's just the way it's going to go. Yeah, right.
Give us Jacksonville and New Orleans in the Super Bowl. That would
exactly.
be
okay. Right. Absolutely.
So two Monday night games, Jacksonville against the Bills, two games, one team with a winning record. That's fun. Okay, so the Bills minus 5.5, Jacksonville. Look, I like desperate teams. They're 0-2. I say they go into Buffalo. They keep that close. 5.5 is a lot. Trevor Lawrence, they keep it close. Then the Bengals against the Commanders. The Commanders, they just can't score touchdowns. They also can't stop the pass, Mikey. These guys are horrible.
They can't.
I think the Bengals, Joe Burrow, he did better last week. They almost beat the Chiefs. T. Higgins coming back. The Bengals win big on Monday night. Sorry, Washington. But
sorry.
The game of the week for you, new guy. Oh, Baltimore, sports fan. Orioles can't win. Ravens can't win.
New hey, guy.
The city. I love your name, at least new the guy. Cities. At least the cities. Clean and safe. Anyway, so this is your, in honor of Spurlock, this is the Loch Ness Monster. The lock of the week, baby.
The lock
it's
of the week.
You, Spurlock, you're upside down right now with a funnel cake, you crazy guy, all by yourself. Fun guy in his 50s. Kids got to get out of the house. Anyway, the Ravens 0-2 against the Cowboys 1-1, both coming off bad losses. Who are you going to trust in a big game? The Cowboys? Or the Ravens.
Oh,
it's the Ravens and Justin Tucker. He's back. He will make a 50-plus yarder to win it. The Ravens go into Dallas. They go to 1-2. They're too good to be 0-3. It's the Loch Ness Monster, the lock of the week. Light him up, Pahrump Valley Auto Sales. Carla, I got a car that glows just like you.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That's Nick Diamond, everybody. Take care, Nikki. Good luck in Pahrump Valley Auto Sales. We appreciate that. Man, he liked you, didn't he? Nikki really liked you
too.
Today. Yes, it was.
He's funny.
I'm here to say that, it sucks. Two games in, and I really feel. Will I watch the game Sunday? Yeah,
can you just change your team? Can we just be Buffalo fans,
no,
please?
No, that's not how it works. It doesn't work that way.
Josh.
You've got the embodiment of that in Josh Soroka right there. You've got the embodiment.
Teams.
No,
you can't.
It doesn't work like
who
that, Carla.
So?
You are born into a team. And you're stuck with it for life, no matter how bad they are.
Amen. If you are, I think, shown
a true sports fan,
shown proper sports rooting by your paternal influence.
Correct.
I think that's just the way it works. And I've done that with Michael. You plant that seed. Yes, there's a look. If everybody won all of the time, what would be the point of watching these contests anyway? That's why they are contests, as in contested.
Right.
You know?
And the years of losing just makes you enjoy the occasional win.
There it
I
is.
I get that. I just don't like the Giants. I'm a Buffalo fan.
One of the reasons why Mr. Soroka and I, and listening to him and I speak, you would think differently, but no, we have much more in common than people would know, and we both feel the same way. The passion is one of the things. And the whole coaching thing that we talked about yesterday, and I got my paddle, Josh. I got my paddle that I'm going to try tomorrow night.
Yeah, he used it last night.
it's a game changer.
I can't wait. I can't wait to take that out there. I'm like a little kid.
Don't worry. I will film that, okay?
So I mentioned that we were going to talk about the festivities, the Queen's Jubilee that has taken place all week. Last night, Josh, was the official team dinner, the dinner for Carla's birthday, because Tuesday we did have baseball practice and Carla worked all day and we couldn't do it on Tuesday. So it was Carla, me, Michael, Carla's mom, and her mom's Bow, and we all trundled out to the Ristorante, and I thought I thought it was a very pleasant evening, right? I thought it was a big bowl of fun, wasn't it?
So I do have to say though, before we went to the restaurant, Mike went out and did a little birthday shopping for me, a day late, but that's okay, better late mm-hmm. than never.
Right.
And he got me this beautiful necklace, which I'm really happy with. And then he also got me some clothes to wear on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because Carla was wearing her active wear on the field. I mean,
dugout coach appropriate.
Let me just show you what he got me. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, there's that great
Hold
chair.
It. You didn't Look say that this. Yesterday.
Well, I'm not going to
And by the way, we've got Dirk. Dirk, turn your radio up because we've got a shout out coming from you. Your shout out that you paid for.
This is the only thing.
It sounds
cute.
Like you don't like what he picked out for you.
This is news to me. This is news to me because Carla likes to sex it up when she's out there, and it's not appropriate. It isn't.
I am me.
You are me, but you're also around moms. Don't you want to be liked?
Okay, so this is cute because it's an actual baseball.
Try it on. Go ahead and try it on.
It's got the baseball cut.
I like that. Okay.
Okay.
But this is just so vanilla. Look at it.
Yeah. It's a vanilla white tee. It's a white vanilla tee, but it looks good on you.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong. It's a white tee. It looks good on you, for Christ's sake.
Look at this.
That's another tee. If you're going to diss me, at least try them on and show people how you look in them.
And look what Mike bought for himself. Look at these.
They're just gym shorts.
See, if he got those gym shorts for you, I might agree with you.
I thought he did. But right. He didn't.
I got gym shorts for me because I don't have any gym shorts that fit because they're all, I hate to say it. I love to say it. They're all too big.
But
and
I don't.
So I got small ones.
I don't think this is the place to bring those shirts and try to say something's wrong with them because I don't see anything wrong with those shirts.
There you go.
I'm just.
You want to try? Why don't you try the white one on? Show everybody
that's okay.
What the.
I'd rather not. It's that. Okay.
But you're gonna wear them, right?
No, I'm gonna return the two, and I'll keep the baseball shirt. I like the baseball one.
Okay.
That was the most expensive the two one, with so. The baseball one.
All right. Do you want, we'll get back to your wonderful, happy time birthday
So thank
dinner.
You for dressing me.
I would, and by the way,
I
when
think you should have just gotten a full track suit, like the rip-away pants.
Hey, and when I start the commercial in our first break today, will you run and get me a charger? Because I'm running out too, because we are using you.
Yes, of course.
If you can. We have a shout out. We do those shout outs. We have sold one shout out.
Oh, we need a lot more.
Well, it's not going to happen. So
why?
I'm not worried because it's not. I you have to accept reality where reality is.
Josh
is a realist. Josh is the most real guy in the world.
It is not something people are into.
They're not into it.
Well,
we haven't really promoted it either,
to be honest. We throw stuff
Can
out
I get
promote.
To the shout out? Why are you Let's why have to you there. Chosen today to put the bomb into the show when I've got to read a shout out for you?
It's her last day.
It is her last day.
Her last show. She's got to squeeze it all in.
Oh,
yes.
God. And it was
I'm very comfortable now.
Are you ready for your shout out?
I can't wait. Thank you.
This is a shout out. And Josh, I do this with Rob. I probably shouldn't do this with you, but if you have any kind of background music at all, I know Josh is wearing so many hats.
I've got
week,
a collection of music that Rob sent over.
For the shout out?
No, he did not send anything over shout out. I got lots of commercial music and I got five different football themes.
Oh, no. Okay.
So
that's
I don't
not
think I've
do
got
it.
Anything right here that's appropriate that's for the shout out.
All right, hold on. I'll find it. I'm going to do this right now. Let me just minimize this. And now, the shout outs are for if you have a small business, you can give us a shout out. If you have anything at all that you want to promote, if you want a personal message, you can do that. And there, I'm promoting it right there. I am
awesome.
So discombobulated coming into this studio. Late today. I really am. I'm trying to do my best,
well,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. I appreciate
greens.
That. Thank you. I'm going to sneeze now. Oh, God.
Let it out, baby.
Boy,
oh, my God.
I'm really so frustrated.
Really,
right
Mike.
Now. I can't even sneeze on the show today. You know,
jeez.
My computer at breakneck speed. Come on. All right. There we go. All right. I'm looking for the music right now. Appropriate music. Hi, Reba.
For Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. And the Emmy goes to...
Okay, thank you. This is. I just like to say
that
this
will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
I will not do a fake sneeze and not do that. I'm getting it right now. Those are explosions. Sorry. I know I'm going to get crap for this, but no. I'm trying to find something appropriate. Because Dirk should have the full presentation, shouldn't he? Don't you think? Guys?
I do.
I agree.
All right.
And yeah, you're going to do it. Let's do it right.
That's great. That's perfect. That's perfect. He did send you the right thing. That's great.
I went and found it myself.
Attaboy. Way to go. You went and found it, and I'm happy you did.
Good job.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
But not so good, because it ends right there.
Oh, okay.
Just keep playing on it.
Here's a shout-out from Dirk Bastrick. Here's what he has to say. Dirk says, I love September. The O'Meara's celebrating their 15th wedding anniversary on the 12th, Carrie Spiewak's birthday on the 23rd, and my 73rd birthday coming up soon. Can you believe how young he looks at the ripe old age of 73? But the very best part is Carla's birthday today. So now it is time for me to read Dirk's birthday poem to Carla, and I will be reading it, of course, in Dirk's voice. The poem is called To a Radiant Star. In the heart of your mid-40s, you shine so bright. A beacon of... God, throw up. I'll start again.
Stop it. Just go.
In the heart of your mid-40s, you shine so bright. A beacon of beauty, a pure delight. Married to a podcaster, humorous and wise. Together, you soar, reaching for the skies. From a fan who's 72, with admiration so grand, I send you these wishes, heartfelt and unplanned. May your days be filled with laughter and cheer, with love that grows stronger year after year. Your business success, a sight to behold in the tapestry of life. You're woven in gold. Happy birthday to you, a woman so rare. May joy and success follow you everywhere.
Aww.
Dirk Bastrick, ladies and
gentlemen. Thank you, Dirk. That was beautiful. Yay.
Do you want to applaud him? Or am I the only one that's going to applaud him? Very good. That's it. That's
thank
Dirk's
you, Dirk.
Poem. That's one. Dirk, thank you for everything you do. We love you, and that was very sweet. I was at the very beginning, the heart of your mid-40s, you shine so bright. I was thinking he was going to go off on a, little flirtatious thing. But no, it was kind of a tribute to our relationship, which I felt was very, very sweet and selfless in a way. Don't you believe that?
I agree. I thought it was perfect.
What is wrong with you today? Can I? You just
no,
have that.
No, I think it's not me. It's you.
No, yeah. It's you. It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
It's you. Did you take your medicine today?
Yes, I did. I did. I'm
but
on my
medication. But you forgot it yesterday, right?
I did forget it yesterday.
Okay.
So does that mean I'm unbalanced today? Is that what it is?
Right now.
No, but you would admit that last night was a little different, was it not? A little odd? A little odd last night?
No.
Who drove home last night?
I did.
Carla did.
Of course I did.
Okay.
I always drive.
I brought to the very fancy restaurant we went to 2 bottles of wine. And the place is a very, very nice restaurant. And we liked it so much. First of all, it's very close to where we live. And
yeah.
We had our anniversary dinner and Carla's birthday dinner at the same joint. As a matter of fact, we had the same server. Wonderful lady who made everything special, remembered things from when we were there the last time. I loved every bit of that. It was delightful. And, what else can you add about the evening, Carla?
I ate too much. The waitress was amazing. The food was great. Except for some people's food.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
Not
at
really.
All?
No.
You sure?
I think it's
I think it would be helpful. I think it would
no.
be helpful. I'm not trying to be positive. I'm trying to be real. Can I? I'll take it on. I'll take it on here. All right, because it's very much top of mind.
No, I could just puke it out if you want me to.
Well, no, but what it was one person at the table, your mom, was not happy with her meal.
She forgot to order her drink without sugar, so obviously.
We heard about that.
All right, well, that's on her.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. The sugar was too much, and thank goodness she didn't send it back because she didn't have any right to do that. But anyway.
Well, she had every right to do that. If she's in a restaurant, she can do whatever she wants. But,
well, she can, but
it's her mistake, so you don't send it back. You just order another.
Yeah, you say, I wanted this without, and I'm sorry I didn't do it. And you're usually, you try to be as kind as you can.
Right.
So she just mentioned it. She's like, dang, I forgot.
She just mentioned it very briefly, so much so that I didn't, we'll give her a ding for it, but I really didn't even notice it. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the meal goes on. Yes.
So we all order the same thing. We all get steak frites. And she likes hers extra charred.
Frites are French fries for people that don't know.
Yeah.
It's a fancy name.
So steak and they were good. Fries.
Yeah. Well, it's all, and we have to, I'm going to call it what it is because it's the truth.
Okay, go ahead.
This is an expensive joint, but they have a special special menu called the Sizzle Menu.
Oh, it is called the Sizzle Menu.
And it is a three-course dinner that is much less expensive than even an entree
would be on the regular menu.
It's still expensive. And I brought my own wine, but they charged what they call a corkage fee. To open the bottle of wine, and then it ended up being...
Which was quite expensive.
Which was really more expensive than it needs to be.
For each bottle.
And I don't want to go back for a while because I'm tired of that.
I don't either.
I'm tired of the whole thing. However, the food, I thought, was yummy, yummy, yummy. And
Ours was, yes.
But then the... And here's the thing, and I get this. First of all, I understand the complaint, and the complaint was we all had steak. We all had lovely steaks. This particular steak, and I think when you're cutting meat, sometimes you can get that gristle that gets through there, and you know, they can't, it's steak. It can happen, right?
Yeah.
It can happen.
For sure.
And
everybody's got a bad cut of meat.
I completely understand it.
Well, and you're ordering the cheaper meal.
Well, we all did.
That's how it goes. They save the cheaper the meats that don't look so great for those meals.
Yeah, they even cut it for us.
Right.
What do you mean that they cut it? Oh, yeah, it was sliced.
They do that. So it's not. Could you put it back together as a puzzle, or is it one slice from this piece, one slice from that?
You know what? They did cut it.
Yeah.
They should have known. I'm on team mom now. Because they should have known if they cut
that. They should have cut the fat out.
They would have known that the gristly part. And
well, either way.
Yes, go ahead.
She ended up eating it and then complaining.
Well, okay. Did she really eat it or did she give it to her beau to eat?
Well, she ate it and then she shared it.
But you can't complain after it's off your plate.
Exactly.
You've got no evidence.
She did.
All right. And
so
then let
it's
me.
It's kind of like, what's the point, right?
Let me throw in my two cents here, all right?
But they did ask, and she told them.
Well,
and we still paid for it.
The thing about it is that the complaining, when you complain, you don't complain in such a way that it's like the end of the world. You complain in such a way that, hey, I'm sorry, but, and you do it right away. And if that's the case, whether it's anything you order, if it's not good or whatever, you know, this is restaurant 101, you send it back. The complaining. Well, what was your impression of the complaining itself, Carla? What was your impression?
Well, the waitress asked, and she said, "Hey, listen, you know, it's gristly. I could barely eat it." Then the waitress asked, "Hey, can I get you another one?" She's like, "No, I'm not. You know, I'm done." So that was that. Then the manager came by and asked how everybody liked everything,
and the complaining. Let me just the complaining had taken up at this point probably. Conservatively, about 10 minutes of our time at the table. Let me just say this, that the knowledge was there. Everyone knew at that table what was going on, okay? It had been expressed. And so when the manager came over and said, how was everything? I said, everything was fine. And I jumped in. And the manager went away.
And after she ran away. She was like,
right. But then it was said, did the boyfriend say you didn't say anything about it? And I said, well, I don't think I was being rude when I said it's been covered.
Yeah.
It's been covered. Yeah. Right. And so that was a good chunk. But all in all, a good birthday experience, I would say.
Had a great time. Yeah, okay. I agree with the restaurant. It's like, okay, we've been twice in the last week.
Right.
So, and it's expensive, even though we got the cheapest stuff, and even though we bought our own bottle of wine, it's just, I don't even know how people.
That's why I want to thank Dirk for buying the shout out, paid for dinner.
No,
it didn't. But it's very, very nice of having that. And the best part of the evening for me, if I can gush a little bit, our son knows how to handle himself out in public.
He
was just, I thought, did you find him just totally engaging last night? He can be a little tear. He was wound up when I picked him up from school yesterday. I mean, wound up to the point of, I cannot wait to get his little ass out of the car. That's how wound up he was.
Those are when I drive with AirPods in.
Oh, you know what? I should, because just not. It's the age, Josh. Carla, and I, and Josh, we have the kid at the same age. So
Michael
it.
Does this new thing where I say something, and he goes wonk wonk. Does your son do that yet?
Oh yeah, I get a lot of talk back.
And I'm like, and it pisses me off so badly. Like I feel like he's my little brother when he does that, and I just want to attack him, but I can't because I'm his freaking mother and I don't want to.
Imagine what I always think about is, imagine being the teacher of these fifth graders.
Exactly.
Because the slang has just pulled over.
The slang is nuts.
I tell them to do something and the response is cool. It's like, that's not an answer.
No,
Dad,
are you
skibbity or sigma?
Like, I'm so sick of it. I'm skibbity. I don't know. I'm sigma.
I don't know what the good one is. I don't know whether
sigma
skibbity
is good.
And
skibbity is like weird and
bad. Weird, and you're not normal.
Sigma.
He's funny, but between the cologne and the slang and everything, but then there's the good.
It's wonderful.
And the good is my son absolutely enthralled with the bassoon in his band. This band teacher is lighting these kids up. I mean, he is going for it. They are more motivated, and he brings in another bassoon player so that he and the other bassoon player get a little private coaching on this on the side. And then yesterday he says, Dad, I'm thinking I'm going to play the bassoon and the clarinet. So he's all in musically, and I'm all for it. I love the fact that there's music education at this school.
I think the bassoon probably would have been a nice touch added to dinner last night.
That would have been wonderful, right? Can I say one other thing? At the end, and I didn't ask. I just went in there and I said, hey, were you here last week for the anniversary? This week we're here for her birthday. So they bring the little ice cream bowl with the candle in it. You see what dicks they were in that restaurant? That nobody even put their hands together to say a nice little polite applause as they're sitting as those
patrons,
old rich people hunched over their food. What dicks? You can't even go like that? Like it's just cool? What was that all about?
Well,
I didn't mention that
last night.
They're
not confident people. They're too afraid to clap.
I don't, there's never a birthday in any restaurant, anywhere, if somebody brings birthday where I don't go,
I sing it.
I sing it if I do too. If I'm close, I'll sing it too. It's what you do. Come on.
It's time to be silly.
Do you think that kitchen staff was in the back saying, I bet next week they'll be back for his birthday?
It's a weekly thing. They didn't check ID.
Yeah, we want to see your ID.
Yeah, they didn't check ID with that at all. But I think that he's motivated. He's happy. Here's the comment I got. This is what every parent should hear. And you didn't hear this, Carla. I haven't even told you this. In the car, driving him to school today, Dad, fifth grade, just the days seem to be going really fast. I mean, if you're getting that, I told you those teachers. I've never been more impressed by a group in my life, and they are keeping these kids engaged. Now, is
Michael,
it all going to come?
Michael's a pleaser. Why did he tell you that?
Do you think he was putting me on? Do you think he was?
Knew that you wanted to hear that.
Don't wreck it for me. Okay, if I wanted to hear it, then he gave me what I wanted to hear. All right.
He does.
Patrons at the restaurant that couldn't put their little talons together to applaud my wife's birthday, for Christ's sake.
That is the right age for what does he want? And waiting for another shoe to drop.
Oh God.
Yep.
All right.
I'm waiting.
All right. don't you? Isn't it cute? I love
it. I'm waiting,
tell you,
Josh.
I love it. The dropping consonants. It's something at first it was a shock, and then it was like a needle in my eye. And then within 24 hours, second show, I started digging it, and now everybody digs it.
And now I realize how many words end in ing.
So it's a win-win. We'll take a break. Right, Carla, can you step out for a find me a charger? I am I'm struggling. And when we come back, we got the roundtable and news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And our thanks to Nikki Diamond for the NFL update, everybody. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football. You're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no-sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light 'em up! Hey, listen. As a parent, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need NurtureLife. You see, NurtureLife is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months to 10 years old. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked, ready to serve in just 1 minute. NurtureLife. You got to turn that back on. There's a little button over on the back. I appreciate that. Thank you. There you go. Good job. NurtureLife lets kids enjoy a healthy diet while still eating all of their favorites. You're going to love NurtureLife. And hold on just a second.
You can just plug it in. What's the problem?
God, it's plugging an outlet in. I'm sorry. All right. I'm seriously. She said she gave me a serious. She gave me a seriously.
Seriously?
Let me get to the commercial. Let me finish and we'll deal with that. Nurture Life. Let's kids enjoy a healthy diet. There's one over there. There's some plugs over there, too. While still eating all of their favorites like mac and cheese, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. Michael loves the corn dogs. So what sets NurtureLife apart from everything else? The other meal delivery services? It's how amazing they taste and how healthy they are. And it's even allergy friendly. It's about time. Better turn that up. It's about time. You wouldn't believe, Josh, what's going on in here right now, that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use the code TMOS for 55% off your first order. That's right, 55% off. Once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Hit the music for the roundtable. We're ready to go here. Everything is right with the world. Life is good. Life is happy. Carla is making her way back to her little studio in the house. I got a seriously, which means she's going to kill me, and we'll just get this all straightened out right now. And how's her connection?
Her connection is worse than the lady in Botswana yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Carla, your connection's really bad.
It is.
Yeah, the audio's okay, just the video.
Yeah, it'll propagate. We start today with a wonderful story for all of you, ladies and gentlemen, because why? Because I love you. I love you. I really, really do. What? Everything is melting down on me today. Everything simultaneously is melting. We had a fine week, and unfortunately, things are going a little haywire. Where is it? I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it right now. It's a boom whoosh. Thank you. There it is. Melania Trump. We start with Melania today. She took to social media yesterday to defend her past as a nude model. In a new Instagram video, she says, quote, "Why do I stand proudly behind my nude modeling work? The more pressing question is, why has the media chosen to scrutinize my celebration of the human form in a fashion photo shoot?" I'm on Team Melania on this one, to be perfectly honest with you. Are we no longer able to appreciate the beauty of the human body? I agree with Melania on that. She adds, quote, "Throughout history, master artists have revered the human shape, evoking profound emotions and admiration. We should honor our bodies and embrace the timeless tradition of using art as a powerful means of self-expression." The clip includes images of famous works of nude art, including Michelangelo's David, as well as a plug for her new memoir, Melania, which hits the shelves on October 1st. So I'm on Team Melania, Carla. Are you?
No.
Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me right now?
No, I think she's just saying it's got nothing to do with her statement, just the last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right, I'll move on. Whew, time capsule show. Eric Roberts has had a complicated relationship with his sister, Julia. Some of that had to do with substance abuse on his end, but jealousy also played a huge part. Eric was the one who moved to New York to pursue acting first. Julia followed and even lived with him for a while. And when she became more famous, he started taking credit for her success, which put a strain on their relationships. Well, Eric has a new book out called Runaway Train, or The Story of My Life So Far. Now, he's had a very prolific career. He's been in a lot of stuff. It hasn't been the star vehicle that Julia Roberts had, but he's been in a lot of movies. And apparently, he makes a full-on apology in his book. Here's the quote. He says this, "That's not only unfortunate, but it's also untrue." And I... About what? God, they just threw this quote out of context in here. That's following with today's broadcast, in my humble opinion. This is the quote, "That's not only unfortunate, but it's also untrue, and I hope Julia will accept this more public apology. It was an asinine thing to have said I was proud of her, but it was pride turned on its head to my own advantage." So he's saying, I guess he was disingenuous. He adds that his sister... Yeah, go
his
ahead.
His original quote was, "If it wasn't for me, there would be no Julia Roberts." Okay. And no Emma Roberts as celebrities, as actresses, and I'm very proud of that.
He says his sister is a very driven woman, and someone would have plucked her out of the crowd without his help. So he took credit for her, and he apologizes to her for that. I am not sure what the status of their relationship is right now, but I guess we'll have to wait and see about that one. Believe it or not, Saturday Night Live is already at their 50th season. It premieres on the 28th with host Gene Smart and musical guest Jelly Roll. The lineup for the four following shows also announced. Here's a breakdown of the schedule so far. The 28th, we mentioned before that we've got Gene Smart and Jelly Roll. October 5th, comedian Nate Bargatze and musical guest Coldplay. October 12th, Ariana Grande with Stevie Nicks. That's pretty cool. First time back since 1983, which is amazing. October 19th, Michael Keaton and musical guest Billie Eilish. And on November 2nd, John Mulaney with musical guest, is it Chappell Roan? I don't know the artist.
I don't Chappell? Know either.
Okay. SNL will also celebrate its 50th anniversary with a three-hour primetime special, if you haven't gotten enough. That's on February 16th, 2025. In related news, Saturday Night, that's the movie, hits theaters October 11th. That's the movie about the show's first episode, which premiered October 11th, 1975. I think the television special and the movie, we certainly have a little overkill. But what do you think of the... I think the guest list is kind of like...
I
know
like
Gene
it.
Smart is...
Yeah, Michael Keaton's going to be odd, though. Like, he's odd, right?
But he's a great actor. I think he's a good sketch
great
actor.
Actor.
And he's in Beetlejuice, so the comedy.
Yeah, Beetlejuice is making a ton of money, so that's why he's there.
The comedian, yeah. Nate Bargatze, he's is fantastic.
I can't wait for Maloney.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney's always good on there. Yeah. And You know, I think what they do sometimes is they do make an effort to get actors and actresses that can handle the sketch comedy, and Gene Smart is up to the task with that.
I definitely look in. I'm not a big Saturday Night Live fan, but I think that, you know, with these names, for sure, I'll definitely look in.
It's tough to get Saturday Night Live on the docket when you're looking at all those people, you know, all those women that have been murdered by angry men. That's frustrating. That's your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yep, it is. I like my murder shows. And so
you like
do
your
a
murder
lot of
shows.
Other ladies.
You like
Thank
what
you.
You like. I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
do you have
fun.
A go-to? Do you have a go-to as
Dateline.
Far as your...
Dateline.
Huh? Dateline.
Dateline.
Yeah.
Now that's a little too real.
Yeah. It's men that's like just... to escape or watch sports. That's it. You know. What was that, Josh?
Yeah, no. It's just that's a real show instead of like a... Mm-hmm. Instead of looking back or one of these podcasts that are trending talking about murders from 40 years ago. This
right.
is like, this happened last month.
Last yeah. month. And they and the thing I hate is the formula where even if they don't have an answer as to who did it, who committed the crime, they dive in and they replay. They replay.
Well,
they
yeah.
replay. You know,
that's why I can't watch
that.
Unsolved Mysteries, because they do the same formula. And then at the end,
Unsolved
they say,
mysteries.
Yes.
Right. And then at the end, they say, we don't know.
We don't know. If
well,
you're going to do
thing.
That.
We
yeah,
might
but if you're going to
the key, we
I understand,
we might
but it,
know something. We might be able to solve the mystery.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, witness the power of Oprah. An Oscar-winning filmmaker named Kevin MacDonald directed a documentary about Oprah for Apple TV Plus, and even though he teamed up with her longtime producer on it, Oprah did not like the finished product. The two of them argued about it. She wanted changes. He refused to make them. So she bought it back from Apple by returning her fee, and now it's not coming out. Man, would I like
wow.
to see that, right? The power uh-huh. of Oprah.
How bad can it be that she had to spend all that money to buy it back? Like, what is she hiding?
Well, I don't know if she's hiding anything. It's just her brand, and maybe she doesn't want to diminish it at all. And she certainly has the money to do that. So why not, right?
Do you think that there's a possibility that she would be diva-esque behind the scenes and it wouldn't necessarily look that good? I mean, Oprah
That's
is even
probably.
A diva on camera. I would imagine behind the scenes she's probably pretty intense.
She's probably just very, very professional and wants what she wants. You know?
You don't think she's like... A little demanding, though. Like maybe you don't think maybe it might make her look bad if you saw the behind the scenes stuff with Oprah.
I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any you want to elaborate on that at all, or
no?
Okay. Are you mad at me for the charger thing?
No.
Okay.
From the clothes.
But I do have to say, Mike, it is a little uncomfortable when you're a little snappy, even though I know you're joking. But it's just, you know, it's not necessary.
We've had a really good, like, 2 days of shows.
You're having fun.
I'm glad it's Thursday.
It's
Hey, today, Josh, you calm down.
Yeah, it just seems easy.
Hey, I'm just sitting here watching.
It just seems like the energy is off today. You know, what's
well,
wrong with
you?
No, it's not me.
It's never me. It's you.
Yesterday was National Cheeseburger Day. And if you participated, did you actually consume any real cheese? Mashed.com has a report on the fast food chains that do and do not use real cheese. The fast food places that do use real cheese in most menu items include Panera, Starbucks. Starbucks? What
yeah,
cheese coffee?
Like,
no, they've got their little sandwiches.
Oh, that's right.
Things.
But those are still frozen. It's still frozen sandwiches.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if
yeah,
it's real cheese.
Taco Bell. There they are again. Real cheese. Chipotle. Real cheese and Chipotle. Wendy's. Kudos to the burger chain. Chick-fil-A, praise the Lord, Chick-fil-A does it. And a favorite of mine from my days in Poughkeepsie. I don't know if you had these when you lived in Pennsylvania.
Friendly's?
Jack in the Box.
Oh, Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box. Okay,
I've never
here they,
eaten there.
You've never eaten? It's oh, man, Jack Tacos.
No.
Really, really good. They've got one down here, Josh, that they're opening. Oh, I saw it online. It's not
Probably
down
Orlando.
Here. It's up in Port Charlotte, so it's way up, and it is a taco joint
It's not that far away, Mike. We can drive there.
We could if we were. Yeah. But it's, oh, Del Taco.
Yeah, they've got a Del Taco in Orlando as well.
Okay, it looks like the real deal.
It was pretty good.
I don't know if it's the bee's knees, but it's real deal. Here are the ones that don't include real cheese. McDonald's.
Damn them.
Burger King, right behind them. Sonic, fake cheese. Bojangles.
Oh, God.
Well, hey, I don't Bojangles, eat cheese on my chicken.
Bojangles.
Anyway.
We were traveling back from Maine.
Yes.
Stopped and got some chicken and then had to make a pit stop to what hospital was that?
The Mayo Clinic.
Michael was like months old. Some kind of cramp in his stomach.
Diverticulitis.
It was awful.
We're going up to see my daughter. Carla's in the car with me. We're driving up to see Catherine in a play up at college. We stop on the way up at Bojangles, and it just binds me up. I don't know. I can't attribute it. Who knows if that's the real reason, but I sort of thought so.
Yeah, but you were in so much pain.
It was painful, so much so that on the way back with the flare, as we call it, I actually stopped at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, very close to where you are in your part of the world. And I think they had me in and out pretty quick, right? Gave me some antibiotics, and that was it.
At least 4 hours, yeah.
Let's see. Dairy Queen, this hurts. Because of the cheese dog.
No.
Dairy Queen.
So good.
And Tim Hortons, the Canadian chain up there. Tim Hortons doesn't have it.
McDonald's responded with saying that they have 60% real cheese in their cheese.
Oh, lovely.
F you, McDonald's. That's crap. Put real cheese in there. Come on.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, since we're on the subject of food, which vegetable do you think is the healthiest? The CDC has a list based on nutrient density, or how jam-packed different vegetables are with vitamins and minerals compared to how many calories they contain. The ones with the most nutrients and fewest calories rank highest. So which one would you guess is at the top? If you said broccoli, you're incorrect. But if
Green
you said spinach is also wrong. The most nutrient-dense vegetable is watercress.
It has a lot of vitamin C.
Vegetable rookies, that is a type of lettuce. And let me see if it says anything about vitamin C. These are the top 10 vegetables. Watercress, nutrient dense. The one drawback is there's not much fiber in there, so it shouldn't be the only vegetable you eat. Number two, Chinese cabbage.
Yummy.
Number three, chard. That's like a lettuce too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or cabbage
These are all lettuce.
Number four, beet greens. Number five, spinach. Number six, chicory. I don't think I've ever had chicory.
Oh, chicory. Yeah, we've had chicory. It's kind of like, maybe not.
Is there chicory coffee, too? There's chicory coffee,
yeah, that's why,
right?
I'm thinking.
They had it?
Yeah.
Number seven is regular leaf lettuce, the types that grow loosely on their own, not as part of a head of lettuce, so the romaine or anything like that. Number eight, parsley. You shouldn't load up on it, though. Too much parsley can cause kidney stones. Number nine, there it is, romaine lettuce. Eat away. Nutrient dense. That's good. I love romaine lettuce. I had it last night, and I didn't complain. And number 10, collard greens. So get some greens in your diet. That's a yummy, yummy love in my tummy, ladies and gentlemen. It's official. The Florida Python Challenge this year has a winner. The $10,000 grand prize went to Ronald Kiger, who removed 20 Burmese pythons from the Florida Everglades. 20 of them.
Too late for us to team up.
Nah, we can't do it, Josh. We can't go down there and get them. During the 10-day hunt, it was meant to bring awareness to the threat that these pythons pose to the ecosystem. It is a target-rich environment, and they eat everything in their path. Last year, Kiger was the direct runner-up to get the grand prize. Representatives from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced his win at a Tuesday morning meeting in Duck Key. This year, more than 800 people from 33 states and Canada participated in the challenge, and the hunters removed 195 Burmese pythons from the wild. Now, down here where we live in Southwest Florida, ladies and gentlemen, they have a red map. And the red map is the landing zone for all of these Burmese pythons. And I'm here to say, not last year, not the year before last year, but this year, I believe we are inside the sphere of influence of the Burmese pythons. So Be aware of that. Be very, very, very aware. Snake-rich environment down here.
Yeah,
you don't have them in your part of Florida, right? You don't have them up there yet.
I do not believe so.
No, you've got to. No, you might have nutrias or iguanas or something like that.
Yeah, no, I've got the map here, and it does not come up as far as me.
And good news, folks. They're all edible. We have to take a break. When we come back, Carla, I'm going to give you the full floor to get whatever you have off of your chest about this week, about me, about... I don't want you to talk about that thing that I don't want to talk about. Probably will anyway. We'll be right back. Listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code, ladies and gentlemen, on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids. Its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein and it tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, that's ORGAIN.com/TMOS for 20% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Yeah, okay. So I'll own up to the fact that maybe I'm a little off today. It happens.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's good.
By the way, Orgain, they have kids' protein shakes, too. Michael loves
know that.
Them.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That's very
cool.
And
they have protein powder and all that. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, we already talked about Mike dressing me on the field.
I had no idea until you came into the studio today that that you weren't going to like it.
I still don't understand it.
I don't either. I think the T-shirts look good.
I just
good
think
and
it's
that's
funny that you're dressing me.
I'm not dressing you. I thought you'd be. You said you don't have anything to wear that's like coaching
garb. I never
said that. Maybe you didn't. I just thought that it would be.
Yeah.
Well, what do you? Let's get it out there.
I think it's nice. He knows you're going to be spending more time out there, more time coaching. You could probably use some more clothes for that.
I want to get tan while I'm out there, though. I don't want to cover up.
But you're with 12-year-old boys.
I know.
And 35-year-old men.
I could.
Well, I mean, what are you talking? Come on. What's wrong with you today? Why are you being so quiet?
I'm not being quiet.
Okay. I mean, do you want to show your guns off to the whole team or
no,
what?
No, I don't. I just want to be me, but I just think it's funny how.
But it's a different environment, you know? And I know
I
you
gotcha.
Work out. You work out, you go to the salon that you have, and you hang out around the house, but this is, you know. I mean, really?
I gotcha.
You know how... I got it. Okay. I know. Do you remember that one woman that was on the sidelines for Pop Warner football? The one with the hair extensions and the little cute outfit? The one that would always wear the tight jeans and she'd wear like the crop top and she'd pull it tight and she'd do that? You do. There were multiples of them that did that and you didn't like it. You didn't like any of the You didn't like any of the moms that sexed it up when they were on the sidelines, and there were a couple of them did that. You know, the skinny lady.
I don't remember that.
The skinny lady that looked like Rihanna. You didn't like that. You didn't like that look. You said it. You said it to me.
I don't remember.
Be honest. Come on.
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, God. I can't. This is like pulling teeth today, Josh. I don't know. She came to be just keep it close to the vest
Hey, why don't you calm down?
All right.
We'll move on about you.
Well, I don't want to move on. I want to deal with this issue.
There's nothing
that you're...
to be dealt with. It's not it's nothing. I just thought it was funny, and I thought
but
I
you, lied
come in here with it.
You lied to me yesterday. You lied to me yesterday.
To you.
You lied when you tried the shirts and said you liked them.
I mean, they're not bad. They're really not. They're just not my style. That's all. The first one is, though, I like the actual baseball shirt. That's like really cool. But then the two other shirts, they're just not my style. That's all. That's all.
Well, in what way are they not? Anybody can wear a T-shirt.
Yeah,
know?
I don't like T-shirts. I don't wear
T-shirts. Too much fabric?
Yeah. why I live in Florida, man.
Too much fabric is funny.
I wear shorts, so I wear like.
Do you think I'm being out of line with wanting you to look like coachy?
No, not at all.
Because I really, if I'm being out of line, I'll own it. I mean,
no,
I'm,
I don't think you're being out of line.
You know, it's Halloween season, so yeah. I think you could head on over to Spirit and get a nice like peaches baseball uniform. And that would go out really well.
A league of their own. Have her wear a league of their own uniform the whole time.
That is so funny.
Look, I'm not offended. I am not hurt. And if you liked one of them, by the way, that's the nicest one. And
that
looks really cool. And they might
you know what? Just the two other I don't prefer, that's all.
Well, the price of two is the price of one other color of the shirt you like. So get another one of those and you'll enjoy it.
I will today.
Mike, just keep an extra hoodie in the car in case you feel like you need to cover her up.
Just to just bring it along.
Put it in the coaching bag.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about the car, Josh.
Yes.
I have to say that Mike has done something for our entire relationship. And I remember when we first met. He invited me to, he was in a band, and he invited me to a band gig, and I was driving, well, riding with him, and he was driving, and he, for some reason, when he is driving, when he puts his foot on the gas, he'll kind of put it on and then release it and then put it on and then kind of like hesitate and kind of like double pump it. And then
I've had this problem as well. I think I know where you're going.
I kind of tap the accelerator.
I've had the same people complain that I make them motion sickness. Is that where you're going with
that's
this?
That's exactly where she's going. Yep.
And
it's
argument.
Annoying.
Yep, I get it.
No.
And I understand it, but it's hard not to do it.
It's so annoying. I'm like, I can't even have you drive anymore.
I don't think it's the driving.
What is it?
I think you're on your phone. While he's driving.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a focus issue.
Yep.
No.
Because that's what I've noticed before.
Yeah. Okay.
Is if you're on your phone while the car's moving like that.
Maybe sometimes I am.
Sometimes? But if I'm driving, you are on your phone the entire time you are in the automobile. Tell the truth, please.
That's so obnoxious.
And I've heard for years that even if you're reading any text.
Yes.
Okay.
It can cause motion sickness.
I got this for you. We met in 2003, and that's before texting was invented.
That's before letters were invented. So, did I do it? Have I done it my whole life?
Oh, my gosh. And for some reason, the last year, it has gotten to where I notice it again. I don't know what it is while you're driving. It's just, I can't even anymore. Like, I can't have you driving if you're going to be. And anytime I ask Mike, I'm like, hey, Mike, you're doing it. Can you please stop? Because my head's like this.
No.
He gets upset.
It might be part of the growing up driving in the DMV area.
Yeah.
And spending
well,
so much time around that and the constant traffic and the, if you don't floor it as soon as the traffic clears, someone's honking at you.
Yeah.
Since I made the move to electric, let me also say that
that's an adjustment.
Many of these electric cars are equipped with they call it, is it engine braking? I think they call it engine braking, where there's a switch where you can key the switch, and as opposed to using the brakes, which will, you know, chew up the brake pads and the rotors and everything else, you use the engine to not only cause the friction in the electric engine to slow you down, but it also, in some cases, can recharge the engine and extend the life of the charge that you have at that. And that does tend to, you know, stop you a little bit more suddenly.
Yeah. I've noticed that before in electric cars because it triggers in when you loosen your foot on the gas.
Right.
So if you want to just glide, it hits the brakes.
My question was answered. I am noticing it more because of the electric car.
Okay.
That's why. Right. I'm like, why am I noticing it again so much? Because I can feel it. It's just.
I will tell you that I will try to do better.
Okay.
And I will allow you to, even though I asked you not to say that, Josh, down here in 100% humidity when I am, Carla, just be as kind as you can.
Okay.
With this.
Okay. So.
In the humid, can I set it up?
Backstory.
Can I set it up?
Sure,
a
you
bit?
Can set it up.
So I'm out every day, and I come home from 5 hours out on the golf course in 95 degree temperatures with 100% humidity, and I am soaked through. And I have had an issue recently where it's not
about it.
It's not BO per se. It's but it's like the this particular activity when I am soaking through a shirt creates a form of BO that's not really classic BO, but with the deodorant.
Like, what is that smell? What
it's
is
old like man.
It's I'm wondering well, if it's old old
it's,
man.
It's age. It's your body falling.
How do
apart.
You know this? How do
because
you know this?
We talked about this like a month or two ago.
I know,
no,
but
no,
I'm
no.
when it first started.
But Carla has a new theory about this.
So.
You have to be very delicate here about the, not a theory, but what it smells like. Under
okay,
my
so arm. He's got new
deodorant.
Deodorant. So the deodorant does smell good, but again, it's not working. So I do think.
Would you like to know the name of it?
Yes, go ahead and tell them.
It's called Old Spice Swagger.
Yeah. So you Old need to go back Swagger. To your Walmart ban. Okay.
Yeah.
Ban did
right.
you well. Okay.
Okay. All right.
But they do say every 7 years your body does change, right?
You've Carla that says before. That under my arm smells like
Hold
a
on.
Tree that
Hold
exists.
On. Can I please?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tell the story.
Your connection's okay. a little rough. I apologize.
Okay. So back in the day when we lived in Virginia, we lived on the corner of Grant and Portner, and we had this little alleyway that we would walk, and I would walk Beluga.
Mm-hmm.
And
the pug.
Yeah, and I smelled the smell during a certain time of the year. It was spring. And I had no, I'm like, what is that smell? What is that smell? Okay, and I'm walking with a friend, and my friend says, oh, you know what we call that? Can I say it?
No, you can't. You can't. But it's the
blank
tree.
Oh, I know what I can say.
They're called blank trees.
Gum tree.
But it wasn't a G.
It was the
yes,
A,
no.
B. Oh, right. The next one. C.
Yeah,
exactly. Gum tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, everyone's familiar with these trees.
I think we know what
never,
these trees are about.
Ever.
Carla says my pits smell like those trees.
It's like, some type of
it
pear
smells
tree.
Like gum tree. His freaking pits smell like gum tree.
Only when I've been out all day.
And how the, disgusting.
Thank you.
Disgusting.
Thank you very much.
Are
I
you?
Appreciate that.
You
Mike,
pig?
Josh.
Throw an extra thing of deodorant in the car before you come in the house.
Oh,
I think I'll do that.
That's the thing, very Josh. Good. He needs to do it twice a day now.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you,
dog.
Carla. I appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've some beautiful video coming your way. Very excited to have you here on the Michael Berry Show. Hey, did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Why? Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by the wines we drank at dinner last night. We took them to the restaurant with us. They're Naked Wines wines, a subscription service, Naked Wines, that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. We enjoyed two of their wines last night. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. And we had two great bottles last night at dinner. They were delicious. Go to nakedwines.com. You wanted to say something? I'm sorry, Carla.
Yeah, we had the Syrah and then we had a Cab. And both were completely different,
right.
But oh, so good.
Great wines. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS. Click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password to get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and the password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for $39.99. nakedwines.com/TMOS. Code and password TMOS for $100. Dollars off your first 6 bottles. And cheers, everybody. All right.
So,
let's
Mike,
get the,
hold on. Yeah, I do have ahead. A point to make. Okay. So, we paid $39.99 for 6 bottles of wine. We
right.
took our wine to this restaurant because we thought it would be cheap for
corkage
to
fee.
Take it. Corkage fee was $45. Literally
ridiculous.
$45 to
not
have
happy.
Them on cork. So, 6
not
bottles
happy.
Of wine. Wow.
And
we got
I've
it
been nice enough not to
corkage
mention the restaurant because I don't like getting sued.
Yeah.
Let's start our video today with one of the all-time naughtiest segments on a talk show. It went made famous. This is Jane Fonda, very, very attractive Jane Fonda, and not the young version, not the super young Jane Fonda, but not the super old version either, with Johnny Carson. And, well, I'll let the video speak for itself.
I got to ask you something. Last night, my son, you know, you were talking about Zsa Zsa Gabor earlier.
Everybody's talking about it. My son said,
you know, she was on Johnny Carson's show one time. She came there with a cat on her lap, and she said to you, "Do you want to pet my pussy?" My son said that you said, "I'd love to if you'd remove that damn cat." Is it true?
No, I think I would recall that.
That's Johnny. I miss him, and that's why I play so many clips of him for people that people have told me they like Johnny Carson clips. I like him too. Hey, this is another segment we like to call Real or Fake. Josh has pretty strong opinions about this kind of stuff. If this is I fully would be not surprised if this was a CGI thing or created, but this is pretty weird looking. And if it's not fake, what the hell's going on? Take a look at this and tell me what you think, guys, right here. He's going to feed something, throwing some feed into the water. Looks like it might be in the U.S. of A., but I can't tell.
What would he be throwing in the water?
Like pellets, you know, that you feed fish
with. You
want to
see it again?
Yeah, let's see it one more time. All right, take a look. This is interesting. I don't know. It's a bucket of stuff. Josh Soroka, real or fake? What do you think?
I'm going to go with fake.
Fake. Okay,
because
I thought
can't
it was
explain
fake
it.
Too.
I don't know what to think.
Whatever Chummy's throwing in, like, it's not the explosions are not happening near it.
Well, but they see it, and it's like they're moving over. But I don't know.
But I don't
for
see
me,
them
the size
enough.
Of the wake, you know, it looks like seriously and, like a giant anaconda is going to come over
right.
and grab it.
Yeah, the wake's off, and the video's too short.
Let us know. Let us know what you think. You know, when you're subscribing to our videos as well. This, I want you to watch this. Unfortunately, this is one of those videos that gives you the end and then the beginning, and they replay it. So you're going to see this wall collapse first, and then you're going to watch the rest of the video and see just how lucky one particular lady was. I really, if you live in a landslide-prone area, I think it's one of the most terrifying natural events that can happen. Take a peek at this and tell me what you think about this wall collapse. Absolutely terrifying. Now, they rewind it. This is the lady going to her car as the wall is beginning to buckle.
Good feels, good feels.
Like, I'm like, get out of there. Oh, it's a little choppy. Now we wait a little while. She's gotten her car out of the way. There's some person that's just standing there hearing things creaking and cracking as it's going on.
He has to know it's coming.
I think he does know it's coming. And then you hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, multiple people apparently know it's coming.
Right. But they're not getting in their cars. And here it comes. You see a rock fall, and that's kind of the indicator.
More rock.
Damn it.
I wouldn't mess around. I would be out of there.
Here it comes. Oh, god damn it.
It just.
God damn. Fiber optic saved my ass. Anyway.
That must be your connection. It looked great.
Oh, it did.
On the
flat.
Yeah.
I'm glad
those
to hear
cars
it.
Are flat.
I'm mine too.
That's good news. This one is, you know, we'll skip the me after Carla's birthday dinner. I think we've covered that enough, Josh. This. You know, I hate keeping to say, is it real or fake? Because I think this is real. And I just put this, when I sent this to Josh this morning, I said, WTF, was anybody hurt? Take a peek. This is pretty intense.
Might be a dud, Granny.
Oh, my God, that scared me. Holy crap.
Josh, go ahead. Let me down.
No, no, this is real. This is what you've seen so many people do, because it gives it away right at the beginning when the guy says it's not doing anything.
Right. It's a firework.
So many people try to set off fireworks or bottle rockets and stuff. And they
roll that
impatient.
One more time, because it's worth taking another figure. I hope the guy was okay, but I have no idea because he's out. Oh, my God. I mean,
it hit him right under the chin.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah, it was like a nice uppercut to the chin.
By the way, if he's dead, my sincere apologies to the viewing and listening audience. Carla's chips, ladies and gentlemen.
My chips.
Well, if you know, when you were pregnant, I talked about it the other day. The two things you craved, generic chocolate ice cream, and what was the number one, though? And you
salt
still.
Salt vinegar chips.
Roll the tape. This is going to be interesting.
What the most unhealthy potato chip on the planet is?
Is it a Lay's brand?
No, it's not Lay's.
Think about the flavor of chips.
Sour cream and onion.
No.
Go down the flavor route.
Yeah, yeah. Barbecue.
No.
Dill pickle.
Not dill pickle.
I just say things without thinking.
Is it like a spicy?
The second one on the list is Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh.
And the third one is regular Cheetos.
Is it like salt and vinegar?
It's salt and vinegar. It's HERS, H-E-R-R.
I wouldn't think of them.
I wouldn't think of them.
I mean,
salt and vinegar chips, the most unhealthy chip you can eat.
No wonder my fat little heart craves those things.
I couldn't believe it. I think it wouldn't be the case because it kind of vinegar, but there are Gribbles in there.
They're so good.
You got to be careful with that.
Baby.
Carl and I have lots of moments like this, and they are special. And for any of you hubbies and wives out there that have these moments, this is a guy that is trying to tell a story about his Indian wife's mother using a slang word. And he can't get it out. It goes a long time, but I love the cracking out. He can't tell the story until the end. And he's got the Indian dialect down that everybody loves. But being married to a woman from India, this speaks for itself. He has trouble with this story. I love
three,
this
story. What to do? Which means it is what it is. For example, we were visiting Remati's house the other week. And she said, the other day,
you're having a moment.
She said, the other day,
his accent.
Look, the other day, a neighbor's dog.
Oh my God.
Look at the kid, the baby's on the face.
What's it?
You can't get it out. Come on, dude, you can do it. You can do it. Come on, say it. Tell the story.
She said, the other day, the neighbor's dog was taking number two on my front lawn. I came outside to swat that dog, and he ran away. If only I was 20 years younger, what to do?
What to do? There you go. What to do? What to do? It is what it is. And that's Indian slang for you.
Love,
I just thought they were cute.
I love those moments in our lives.
This, I can't tell you what the reality show, what the talent competition is with this. All I know is this is a sound that you're not going to hear every day. This vocalist pulls it off, and you're going to be amazed like I was. What an amazing singer. Take a look at this amazingly talented young lady right here. Wow.
Love it.
I was blown away by it.
I can listen to that all day. That speaks to my soul. Like, she is talking my language.
Got to take a break. We'll take a break. Come back. Got a few more videos for you, including we'll get to that my moment after Carla's birthday dinner, Josh, and then Sydney Sweeney.
And I have two videos too.
We might not get to them, but we'll try. Please, I swear to God. Please, we'll do it. We'll be right back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. It's the best time of year to get outside, but remember, from the trail to the campsite, hydration and energy are keys to successful outdoor adventures. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier plus Energy delivers 100 milligrams of natural caffeine plus 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, so you can accomplish all the things you want and need to do. And they've combined their popular peach flavor with the highly requested blackberry to awaken your senses and keep you coming back for more. Hydration Multiplier plus Energy delivers energy comparable to 1 to 2 cups of coffee through about 100 milligrams of naturally occurring caffeine. The all-in-one formula provides mind and body energy plus hydration that leaves you feeling focused, alert, and ready to take on anything. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. Take on the great outdoors with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Want to remind everybody, programming note, Rob Spiewak will join me on the bonus show tomorrow. Carla's been sitting in for Rob on vacation this week, and Carla was dying to play her video right before the break. What do you have for us,
okay,
Carla?
So I have two, and the first one, I just find, as a parent, and every parent knows, and most of us are parents, or we know a child. I mean, this kid is the cutest. He's toothless. Could you imagine being put in this position? Go ahead, Josh.
He can't see you.
What?
He can't see you.
What can't see what?
Because I don't have no balls here.
What do you mean you have no balls?
Is there supposed to be balls in here?
There's balls in your sack, dude. They're fine, dude. They don't go away.
There's no in here. What if those
Chloe, knock it off, dude. What are you talking about?
Knock it off.
I don't need to see them.
Do you know there's no balls in... There's no the thingies?
What thingies?
The round thingies?
Yes, that's your balls.
Yeah, but it's gone.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Go in the bathroom.
I did.
Check. I'm sure they're there. All right?
How are your balls?
Wow.
He found out what it's like to be really, really cold.
That's one for one. I like that play. Do you have another one for us?
So here's the next one. Again, being a parent, we can all relate. All right, Josh, go ahead and hit it.
You didn't get 110. It's $20, $2 $10 bills.
Actually, 100.
I made the tooth fairy drinking last night.
The tooth fairy was drinking last night. Yeah.
That is awesome. Oh, I think we can all relate. That is fantastic.
Yes.
All right, now I decided I would throw one video in here that would be basically the kind of video I would play when my wife wasn't here. I give you
the
wonderfully talented Sydney Sweeney on that that hot sauce podcast that they have. That's very, very popular with all the celebrities.
Ones.
The hot ones, I think, or there are a couple of them floating around. Anyway,
okay.
This is Sydney Sweeney, who apparently has a great tolerance for hot sauce, experiencing with one of the severe ones, and it's a bit of a delayed reaction. to the hot sauce.
She's a great actress.
That's pretty good.
Yes, wow. She is, Carla.
I mean, I feel tingly on my lips.
Yeah.
That one might have an after effect.
Yeah. It builds a little bit, but...
That one's building in my mouth.
Yeah. It's all right. We got this.
Yeah, that one's building.
Yeah, it's getting
bigger. Why?
It doesn't stop either. I think it's just something about it, you know?
Wow.
And there aren't a lot of great redeeming culinary qualities about it either, so it's kind of just like straight taking gasoline or something. You know? Yeah. All right, finally. I was worried.
It's getting to her.
I know.
Is your tongue numb?
My throat is, I can't even feel it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's scary. What?
8. Which is good.
Why is this happening?
Because it's what happens. And this is where I'll say be careful on the eyes. You know, you'll have like a natural kind of urge, a natural impulse to wipe your eyes. Try not to.
I won't
okay?
Wipe my eyes.
All right. So earlier this year.
What is in this?
I don't know. Maybe. Like trace amounts
something?
Of poison.
Because I won't drink it first.
No, I'm standing up.
Wow.
I'm 10 toes. I'm
Me
on
too.
10 toes right here.
And pardon the pun with that one, but.
So earlier this year.
How are you talking?
It's just a lot of practice. I've had a lot of practice.
I am horrified.
I think it's kind of hot.
Horrified.
I think it's really hot.
I do, too.
Oh, do you? Ooh, how about that? We leave you today with something simple, something stupid, just like this show, and it's the egg prank. I love this prank, and this is a very simple concept. I think it speaks for itself. You're throwing marshmallows to somebody, and then you're not. It's very simple. Roll this tape. We'll end with this on the show today.
Whoa, you got a huge dongle.
Thanks. Gets the job done, I guess.
I've seen bigger.
That's not the tape.
That's not the tape.
Oh, well, maybe I screwed up and sent you the wrong one. Sorry, but how about we end with our reaction to Carla's birthday dinner? That's all fine, right. Too. We can play that one. All right.
Pretty makes my stomach hurt.
Lillian, I don't know what to say. You look lost. Megan, are you okay? Oh,
I think my dress was probably just tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you? No, I had the same thing that she had, and I hope you're fine.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, no. Nothing's happening. Oh, my God. You know, I don't really care which dress we get. It doesn't matter to me. I just need to get off this white carpet.
No, okay. No, not the bathroom. Everybody, go outside.
There they go.
I'm serious.
And we all went
There's
to our car.
Across
We all went to our car after that, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We got to get out of here. And Carla, thank you for sitting in for Rob all week.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that. And I hope you had a good time. I know today was a little weird, but that's okay.
Yeah,
I
you
love
made
you.
It very odd.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for mentioning that. And I love you and happy birthday week.
Oh, I love
and all
you
that
too.
Good stuff.
And thank you for everything. And Josh, thank you for everything. Don't be weird.
Did I miss something? It all froze for a half second.
I know.
No, you're fine.
She was just
you're
complimenting.
You're fine. He's
you.
Making
oh,
it
okay.
odd.
Okay.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with the bonus show, me and Rob, tomorrow, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Josh Soroka, Carla, and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
You are a blabbermouth!